ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. In our last class, we started the second chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which is a dialogue between a great knower of Brahman called Ajatashatru and a proud Brahmin called Gargiya or Balaki. We know the story. This Gargiya was a sincere person, but a bit of proud. He was a Brahmana. So he thought he knew everything about the ultimate Brahman, supreme Brahman, Parabrahman. So he approached strangely, not Janaka, but this Ajatashatru, and voluntarily said, I will teach you about Brahman. Ajatashatru was very happy, even just to hear these words. I am going to give you 1,000 cows. Rarely anybody comes to me, and then Ajatashatru asks him, teach me. And Gargiya immediately started teaching. He did not know the supreme Brahman. He knew only Saguna Brahma, also called Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? The entire creation is called Hiranyagarbha, Arishvara, Saguna Brahma. Where from? The living, the non-living, every living creature is manifesting. It is a manifestation of Ishvara. It is not a production of Ishvara. Like milk is a production of curds is a production of milk. A pot is the making of a potter. A baby is given birth by a mother, but they remain separate. Unlike that, the clay itself has become a pot. Only in the case of Brahman, we have to extend the imagination and say, unlike the making of the pot, Brahman is both the material as well as the intelligent cause, as well as the instrumental cause. In fact, there is no creation. It is only a manifestation. In fact, according to the highest Advaitic teaching, there is no manifestation of Brahman at all. If we happen to confront Brahman and ask, why did you create this universe? Instead of using Brahman, we can substitute with the word God. Why did God create this world? Why do we question? We never question if everything is absolutely fine. Only when we find something wrong, especially which is causing me great pain, then only we question. We rarely question even when everyone else is suffering, but we are quite satisfied. So, according to Advaita Vedanta, Brahman doesn't say, I am going to manifest. This is all an explanation given to ignorant people, people of very small understanding, out of compassion by the scripture, to make us understand you are absolutely right. That is why today I am going to very briefly introduce a new concept to you, not of course to other Vedantins. Earlier I have briefly mentioned about three concepts: Srishti Drishti, Drishti Srishti, and Ajatavada. What is Srishti Drishti? First, there is a creation, then only I am able to experience that creation. First creation followed by our experience. That is called Srishti Drishti, and according to our understanding, Drishti means seeing, hearing, forming an idea about the object, and
acting and reacting, wanting or not wanting, happy or unhappy. This in brief is Srishti means creation. That means an object is present even before I came across it. Because there is a creation, we are able to experience it. But this is for people who think in the waking state that this whole world is real. If you ask them, why do you come to this conclusion? It is real because I haven't created it. Someone else has created it. I am only experiencing and then reacting to it. Therefore, so long as we cherish the idea, this creation is real, and that state in which we think that creation is real is called Srishti Drishti Vada. This is the first stage from where everybody is acting and reacting, and in course of time, because of certain experiences, and these experiences not pleasant, but sometimes very, very painful, we start questioning, what is this creation? And we find out, if we are thoughtful people, that everything in this world changes. And if something is changing, it's not reliable. If something is not reliable, our quest for something reliable starts. So we start questioning, is there a real creation or is it something I created? How does a person transit from the first stage, Srishti Drishti, to Drishti Srishti because of these unpleasant suffering experiences? So long as everything is going on fine, within certain limitations of course, so if there is not too much of pain, then we won't react. We think this world is very real. But death is real, old age is real, disease is real, poverty is real, suffering is real. So we cannot sustain this idea, but it persists for a long time. And that state is indicated by Swamiji's Uttishthata. Start thinking, what is your view that the world is real? And that world, that creation, also includes I, you, everything. Therefore, I thought I am real. If I think the world is real, I am also real. But if I think the world is changing, because I am also changing, simultaneously, both are changing, and therefore everything is changing, therefore it is unreliable, then we have to start our quest. Then what is real? Is there anything that is really real? The person doesn't get the answer. The answer he gets is even the Srishti Drishti, my thinking, everybody's thinking, that this external world creation of which I am a part is real. So long I have been cherishing, we have been cherishing that idea, but because of these negative experiences, we start questioning. Then we remember suddenly, practically every day, every night, we go to bed and have dream experiences. And then we suddenly one day connect. Oh, when I wake up, this dream vanishes. I never think, nobody ever thinks, a dream is a unchanging reality. It is real only so long as it lasts. But when do I recognize that a dream is a dream? Dream is nothing but my own creation. That's an important word you have to remember. It is my creation. I have been interpreting my memories in an intense imaginary form, and that I created my own thoughts in a concrete form. Actually, there is no such corresponding reality, but they are also changing. Nothing is true. So when I wake up, when I remember my dream, your dream, you remember, then you start thinking, this is my creation. So, before I went to dream state, that second state, there was no dream. Then, I collected as raw material, all my thoughts, etc. And I created, taking some of these thoughts, I created this particular dream. Maybe in a second dream, I might create an entirely new type of dream. Then I remember both dreams. Both do not correspond. Both are changing. And both are my own creations. Therefore, I am the creator. And in essence, this is the summary, essence of drishti srishti. Drishti means my thought. So when I look at the any object in the srishti, so-called creation by God, that is the only first time. For a brief, momentary experience, thereafterwards I start building certain opinions of myself. I like this, I don't like this, it is sweet, not so sweet, the other one is much sweeter. So like that, I go on forming opinion about every single experience that I had from this world. And thereafterwards, I go on reacting according to my own preconceived ideas. This is a good person, this is a evil person, this is a reliable person, this is a dishonest person, this is Daiva, and this is Asura, etc., etc. And then, in course of time, we are convinced that because the way I think, even though the other person doesn't understand, but through intuition, he understands. This person is not showing much love towards me, much liking towards me. He doesn't love me. In fact, he may be thinking of harming me, trying to give me trouble. And he reacts, which absolutely certifies that my intuition is correct about that person, because his behavior reinforces what I already know about that person. So in brief, this is called drishti srishti vada, and both are combined in our worldly life. But what we need to understand is, we are not talking about worldly life, we are talking about spiritual progress. So when a person first thinks this world is real, my body is real, my mind is real, I have some desires, I know what happiness is, what unhappiness is, so I try to fulfill, act in such a way that I try to avoid suffering as much as possible and obtain enjoyment as much as possible. But then I find, in spite of my efforts, certain things I cannot avoid, because it is the nature of the world, including my body, mind, always changing. And I slowly, reluctantly accept, I am also changeable, my thoughts are changeable. This is the first step in the drishti srishti vada. Then I realize, suddenly one day, I become a bit more wise. And then I say, but if I can develop a particular framework through which I can see the world, then I can make my mind much more calmer, joyous, in spite of what exists as unchangeable fact. So, in the midst of, for example, evil people, okay, so let them do what they like, but I will not be a puppet in their hands. I will not react and react according to their expectation. I will keep my frame of my mind in a particular way, so that only I try to prevent what is harmful that is contemplated by others, or I think they are trying to do it or actually do it. But then I myself will look upon them as my life, as the result of my own karma phala. I become more calm, and whenever any event of joy occurs, let me enjoy it to the full, not comparing, last time the sweet was much better, this time it is rotten. No. So last time was last time, this time is this time. So when a spiritual aspirant attains an what is called insight, then he understands, whatever be the world externally, I can keep my mind to a great extent very peaceful by my changed outlook. This is called, psychologists call it CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. The CBT doesn't change anything outside. It is not absolutely true. As my behavior changes, there would be some changes in many people correspondingly. That is very true. So people also react to my action or to my reaction. So if I can go on very calm, joyful, helpful, unselfish, positive outlook on life, especially belief in God, then I understand, irrespective of what the world is, but I can feel I am living in a higher world. This is, in a sense, drishti srishti vada. This is a great progress in spiritual life. Then, in course of time, that also is not possible. Because, how long am I going to go on dealing with this mind in this way? I want to go beyond the mind. So many commentators, bhashyakaras, have compared srishti drishti vada to the waking state, that is, for whom external world is the only reality. For those who are more advanced, drishti srishti vada is comparable to the dream, since I am the owner of the dream, that I am the creator of this external world, that is, my own thoughts, my outlook, drishti, is going to change everything in the outside world, so far as I am concerned, because it is an individual experience only. How Sri Ramakrishna used to look upon the world, how many priests used to look upon the world, is totally different. I will give you some examples also later on. But even Swapna is changing, and there also some unhappy experiences will be there. No dream will be always very sweet, dreaming only Swargaloka, higher world, no. So, how I want to be always happy. Therefore, taking our three states of experience one after the other, waking first, corresponding to Srishti Drishti Vada, and Drishti Srishti Vada, corresponding to the dream state, Ajata Vada, which corresponds to the deep sleep, dreamless sleep, Sushupti Avastha. And why is it called Sushupti? Because not even an iota, a trace of body and mind intrude there to create any sort of problems. When we forget our body-mind, which is the whole of the external world, so to say. So long as I have one eye, one-fifth of the world is real in the way of forms. So long as I can hear, another one-fifth of the world is present in the form of the sound. If anybody is bereft of these five sense organs, the whole external world disappears, but the mind remains. But in Sushupti, even that mind also disappears. And therefore, when a person says, I am not aware of anything, we have to understand it correctly. I am not aware of the mind and the body, but I am aware a particular state where there is no second, so long as it lasts. And it is the most peaceful. I am the only one. Since I am the only one, happiness and unhappiness, fear and fearlessness, sukha dukkha, bhaya abhaya, sita ushna, they do not affect me at all. And when I am free from these dualities, I am my own self. I remain as my own self. Even though this is not the highest state, but it is the nearest to the higher state. That is why the cosmic aspect of everybody's Sushupti is called Ishvara, And the individual aspect is called very beautifully Agna or Pragna. But we should not misunderstand. I did not know means I was unconscious. No, I was very conscious that I am alone. There is no body mind. The absence of the body mind I note down. I can't even say that the world is absent. Because there is no world at all. I am not aware of the world at all. I am not aware of the body and mind. I am aware of only one unbroken Chidabhasa, pure consciousness, I am. Problem is, this also changes, even though it lasts longer. But so long as we are there, Sukham Aham Aswapsam. Even if a tiger, 100 tigers, surrounded me and playing me, throwing me like a volleyball from one side to the other side. So long as I am in that deep sleep state, I am blissful. In this connection, I remember the life of Ramana Maharshi. Bhagavan used to say that my sleep was very, very deep. And when I am awake, nobody can wrestle with me, beat me, or become stronger player than me. I am the best player in everything because I concentrate on my mind. And some of the boys were very resentful, but they know they can't beat me. Even if they come to fight, I am going to throw them out. I was very strong. But then they soon found out a secret. When this boy called Ramana goes to deep sleep, it is a very peculiar deep sleep. Such a deep, deep sleep. That they used to carry him, punch him, and do all sorts of things. And Ramana Bhagavan used to narrate, I did not know a single thing. That means he was not feeling. And then when I used to awake, because the boys used to bring me back and put me exactly where I was sleeping, happily I get up and say, I went to bed on this bed and I woke up on this bed only, nothing had ever taken place. Now, sometimes I have these doubts. What about all the punchings he received? Fortunately, Ramana Maharshi doesn't remember anything because nobody could really give such a punch that it would hurt even after he woke up. That was a very peculiar experience. Some fortunate people like Swami Vivekananda used to sleep with two types of divine visions. For some time, as soon as he lays himself on bed, Narendra used to see a small jyoti, lamp, light, growing brighter and brighter, and his personality used to merge in it, and he doesn't know what happens after that. Second, so he used to feel, I'm a wandering monk all the time, totally dependent upon God. But he used to feel, I am the king of this world. I can do whatever I like. I can get whatever I want. I can attain whatever I set my mind upon. But next second, I rely only upon God. And with that second vision, he used to fall asleep. For a long time, Narendranath thought everybody used to sleep in the same way. Only when Sri Ramakrishna questioned him, he came to know, no, that is not the truth. So, these are peculiar experiences of great people, Mahapurushas. Therefore, what we are talking here, that when a person makes progress, he soon realizes that even though it is my own outlook on the world, that alone is reality for me, because I am acting and reacting according to my opinions, whether they are right or wrong, we are not talking. Therefore, who formed these opinions? Myself. And if I have formed these opinions, I also have the capacity to form it in the way I like it, in the way I can experience unbroken happiness, unbroken bliss, means only sweet dreams, happy dreams, beautiful dreams. That is a great progress in spiritual life. That's what I think Sri Ramakrishna used to say, that when a person, so Kundalini reaches the Anahata Chakra, thereafter progresses until he reaches the Agna Chakra, higher and higher experiences will be there. There are also different stages are there. We are not going to talk, but the second one is Drishti Srishti Vada, where it is, the importance is my action and reaction, my opinion about the world, and that is the first one. Second, I can change my opinion, and if I can change it to a very positive, happy opinion, then I can experience what, irrespective of conditions outside or in my body and mind, only positive experiences. This is a great progress in spiritual life. This is called thinking the whole world is a dream. Until that time, any amount of lectures, hearing the lectures, reading books is not going to help us. We have to identify, and that is a state of experience. Until we experience, we are still in Srishti Drishti stage only, not Drishti Srishti stage. But slowly, we realize. About this, in my last class, I have explained how Swami Sharadanandaji had described so fantastically well. You will do well if you can go through that, because there are more details there than what I outlined. I only gave you the summary. How a sadhaka can reach the highest realization through both the paths of iti iti and neti neti. But then, it is not a choice. I will choose neti neti from the very beginning without going through iti iti. This, I have to transform the world through this drishti srishti vada. And this transformation is called controlling the mind, chitta vritti nirodha. This transformation is called subduing demonic qualities and developing divine qualities, so beautifully enumerated in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. But the progress has not been complete. So we have to go still further. And that is called Ajatavada. By the way, even this Drishti Srishti Vada also indicates to us another fantastic idea about which Swami Vivekananda only remarks very simply, very rarely. It is called Eka Jiva Vada. In contrast to Srishti Drishti Vada. What is the difference in Srishti Drishti Vada theory? My opinion about the world is real. There are infinite number of beings. Everyone is separate from everyone else. If somebody is going an experience, that is only that individual's experience. Others are not affected by it. That is called Aneka Jiva Vada. As many creatures, so many jivas. In contrast, Drishti Srishti Vada means what? That if I become unconscious, the whole world becomes unconscious. All those aneka jivas, infinite number of jivas, various classes of jivas, various jivas having varying qualities, some are gods, some are semi-demigods, some are rakshasas. So as I mentioned, four types of people. The lowest class, they want to kill everybody, rob everybody and try to be happy. Fourth class, third class people, so they say, live and let live. We don't believe in God, but we believe that if I let you live, you will also let me live. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. This is the outlook of the third class of people. But when the same jiva progresses further, he will enter into the second class, where I believe in God, I believe in the scriptures, but even though I say I believe in the scriptures and God, I want only something from God. I don't want God. I want certain things from God, including not only enjoyment on this earth, but higher happiness in the higher worlds. That is what I want to have. So these are much better They are more moral and they do not try to harm, and they also understand they must acquire virtue, punyam, in order to attain to happiness, higher happiness, both in this world and after death in higher worlds. So they have faith in God, they have faith in the scriptures, they have faith in the prescriptions of the scriptures, they have faith in the karma kanda of the Vedas, and they perform, because the test of faith is its practice. If anybody says, I have faith but I don't practice, that is merely worthless, useless belief, not faith at all. So this is how the second class people, they have faith, I want higher happiness, their minds have not yet evolved further, so they think they will be quite happy if they can get higher, even highest happiness in this dualistic world, which is termed as Brahmaloka. So they perform Agnihotra, puja, worship, chanting of mantras and visiting places of pilgrimage, etc., etc., and they get the result. And once they get the result, their faith in the scriptures becomes enormously reinforced. And when it becomes reinforced, an inner eye opens up and says, the same scripture which is telling me to perform the rituals as prescribed in the Karma Kanda action portion of the first portion of the Vedas are also talking about the eternal, unbroken, highest happiness called Brahmananda. That can be attained. Why should I go on working like a donkey? If once I realize Brahman, then I can be happy for eternity, highest happiness, unbroken happiness, infinite happiness for infinite amount of time. They belong to the first class people. This is what I said about the four types of people. Now this person who is firmly convinced, trying to control his mind and purify his drishti so that he can view the srishti in a much higher light. And this is called morality. This is called samadarshitva. Seeing the whole world as equal to one's own self. And this corresponds to the Dharmananda, the fourth stage of Ananda. And that is only one step lower to Brahmananda. And then the person, by the law of evolution, slowly understands. Any amount of effort will not do. So he approaches a competent teacher and he also tries to become a competent student. And then the teacher understands, if there is a small defect, I will try to help them remove that defect, as Prajapati had done to both, tried to do to both Indra and Virochana, but Virochana could not be reformed. Does not Prajapati know it? He knows it. But let him experience. But he will also be an Indra, like Indra, sometime in future, because suffering will bring like no other thing to the feet of God. So that person had to wait for some time, but he would be evolving, no doubt about it. But Indra, slowly he was being purged of his impurities. And then in the same way that we are talking about Srishti Drishtivada, so Virochana was a follower of Srishti Drishtivada. Make everything proper, dress properly, eat properly, enjoy properly, and that is all. Nothing else is there. These are called Charvakas or materialists. But Indra at first thought like that, so he must have gone through this stage, because the Chandogya Upanishad in the 8th chapter doesn't tell us, but my interpretation would be, Indra returned home, enjoyed bodily happiness, found his quest was not fulfilled, then he came back again, and further purification was necessary, another 32 years, like that 3 times. Then he told the second, the whole world is like a dream. That corresponds roughly to this Drishti Srishtivada. But even that Drishti Srishtivada, it is not complete. There also changes will be there. Therefore, again Indra came back, and another 32 years. Then he thought, Prajapati taught him the third highest stage, that is called Ekajivavada, that in Sushupti, I am alone. When I remove my mind, the entire world disappears. I am the only one who is present. I am the only Jiva. Why do I call myself as a Jiva? Because I have not become really enlightened. I have not realized my true nature. Therefore, I am still a Jiva. But fortunately, from infinite number of Jivas, I progressed to one Jiva in Drishti, Srishti, Vada stage. And so, this person, he wants to experience, move further. Then he analyzes his deep sleep state, which corresponds to Ajatavada. So long as we are in deep sleep state, no world exists. I am only conscious of my own pure self without a second. Therefore, when there is no second, there are no dualities like happiness and unhappiness, hot and heat and cold, victory and defeat, profit and loss. So all these will totally disappear in deep sleep state. Only an unbroken bliss, so long as it lasts. And I am conscious of it. That's why, without being conscious, I can't say I was very happy. Sukham aham asvapsam. I slept very happily throughout the deep sleep state. Nakinchida vedisham. I did not know anything about this world. And this utterance comes only after the world comes into, springs into view upon waking up. But this analysis makes the sadhaka understand, probably like this deep sleep state, I was never born, the world never existed. Maybe I am mistaking it. So there is no creation. There is no jiva. There is no bondage. There is no effort for liberation. There is nobody who becomes liberated. In the second chapter of Mandukya Karika, I think verse number 32, we get this. So, this is called Ajatavada. Gaudapada, by the way, is a proponent of Ajatavada. But in order to confirm, because the deep sleep breaks and he wakes up. But by the time he takes surrender, he takes the shelter at the feet of an enlightened soul, and then he understands slowly Mahavakya. There is no world, there is no Srishti, there is no Drishti, there is no Ekajiva. What remains is Ajatavada. Vada means opinion. But that opinion is an opinion. That opinion has to be transformed into a realization. So, slowly through Viveka, Vairagya, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti and Mumukshutva, all the required qualifications to become a fit recipient, he receives the Mahamantra called Mahavakya, either of the Mahavakyas, Prajnanam Brahma, Ayam Atma Brahma, Tattvamasi, famous, Aham Brahmasmi, not so famous. In this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we have seen that one in the very first chapter, fourth section. So then he realizes one day, and then he realizes creation is not real. Creation, if I put on black specs, then Brahman appears as black. If I remove black specs, Brahman appears as he is. So if I put on the specs of Namarupa, I see the same Brahman with Namarupa. Minus the specs of Namarupa, I see Brahman as he is. So if I am able to see the world, but as Brahman, that is called the state of a living free Jivan Mukta. So this is highest Ajatavada is the highest. Now which one is correct? That is a wrong question. Depending upon at what stage of development we are. If we think Srishti Drishti, then the Karma Siddhanta will work out. If you want to lessen the suffering, follow the teachings of the scriptures and try to remove selfishness, immorality, and try to treat others with sympathy, with unselfishness, and then your life will be as happy as possible. But rebirth cannot be avoided, and the opposite of happiness also cannot be avoided. But same thing applies to the drishti srishtivada also. Even in dreams also, we have got both happy and unhappy experiences. So when we wake up, we understand by analyzing the dream, maybe the world is like this only, and this is the sum and substance of Swami Sharadanandaji's explanation of how a man attains to the highest through the path of iti iti. So through the path of iti iti, slowly he progresses, and then he enters into drishti srishtivada. He creates his own dream of Ishtadevata, chosen deity, and attributes several attributions, several special qualities, and each quality is a spiritual quality. And every spiritual quality, when it is acquired, makes us one step higher than what we are before, or one step subtler, higher, more pervading. So that is how. Then he comes, analyzes the deep sleep state, ekajiva, and the only one. I create the world, the entire world. So I am the creator. So when we analyze that, we say, so long as we see that the entire deep sleep, there is no world at all. There is no one jiva, there are no many jivas, they all belong to the higher stage of dream state. Then what vada remains? Ajatavada. Pure ajatavada. So there is no creation at all. At first it is a theory, but later on it becomes an experience by the grace of Guru, which is really the grace of God, which is really the grace of the scriptures. Guru, scriptures, and grace, they are not separate. And this is what Sri Ramakrishna remade. Bhagavata means scripture. Bhakta means true bhakta is the Guru, Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Guru, Shastra, they become one. That is how we have to understand. Only when a person realizes, he can say, I am the bhakta. I am a real bhakta means realized soul. So this analysis of the deep sleep state, Sushupti, brings us to the intellectual understanding that there is no world, and so therefore it is called Ajatavada. There was no creation, but that intellectual conviction has to be transformed into actual realization. And when one takes shelter at the feet of the Sadguru, slowly he will progress, and one day, like the Guru, he can say that Aham Brahmasmi. The Guru will be rejoiced. A big burden has gone from me. I don't need to worry about this person. So, we have to keep in mind these three beautiful opinions. Vadas means faiths actually, that the world is real, which is meant for believers in the reality of the external world. The world is my own construct, is for the believers after analyzing the dream state. And then I am the one who creates the whole dream world. Therefore, I am the only jiva, eka jiva. But when the same person progresses further and tries to analyze the deep sleep state, then he understands that there is no creation at all. And that when it is transformed into realization, he understands Brahman and Brahman and Brahman alone is the only reality. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.